You all are introducing something called the Crown Act Ordinance. First of all, what does Crown stand for and what will this ordinance do?
The Crown stands for creating a respectful and open world for natural hair. And what it will do is protect all citizens from hair discrimination, from being treated differently because of the way they express themselves through their hair, how their natural hair grows out of their natural head.
And so how did the idea to bring about this ordinance come about?
Well, the idea for this ordinance is that previously, Representative Attica Scott attempted to bring the Crown Act into the state legislature. However, it was it never exited committee. And so each city has the responsibility of taking it upon themselves to pass it. And so the idea originally came from actually a congressional bill in which they attempted to pass to make it illegal to discriminate based on hair, race-based hair discrimination. And once again, it didn't pass there in both areas, the legislature. So it passed down to the states to do so. And in Kentucky, unfortunately, it'll be a long time before that happens. So we're doing our best here in Lexington to make sure that we pass the Crown Act ordinance here to make sure that all people in Lexington feel safe to be themselves, to wear their hair as it naturally grows from their head.
You're talking about people needing to feel safe. Have there been instances in Lexington where people have been discriminated against because of their hair?
Actually, I've had several conversations with individuals. I have been discriminated against based on my hair. I have worn my hair, of course, throughout time, numerous different ways, from relaxed to having braids to wearing a sew-in or slash weave. To actually shaving all my hair off my head and coloring it different colors, to now wearing locks. When I ran for office in 2018, I was told that I could not run with my hair the way that it naturally grows out of my hair. So throughout that time, I wore what we call sew-ins throughout my whole electoral season. And I was supposed to be making others feel safe to be around me, to make sure people understood that, I guess, my Blackness was not threatening. So that was interesting experience for me. But I have heard from numerous other people who have experienced something the same. I know that Shayla, Councilmember Lynch, has faced something similar.
Yes, in my experience, I was fresh out of law school with my first professional job. And at the time, I was wearing an afro. And I loved my afro. It was large and in charge, and I loved it. And I went into a professional space and was told by a colleague, a woman that I looked up to as a mentor, that if I was going to be able to advance in my career, I needed to straighten my hair. And it was very disheartening for me. And while my parents raised me to be a confident woman, I took a hit that day. I was very upset and disappointed about that, that's what I had to do in order to advance in my career. That she felt that way.
How do you break the stigma that natural hair or traditional hairstyles are unprofessional? How do you break that?
Tiffany?
Well, I definitely think that we should all be judged based off of our merit on our work, on our performance, and not based off of what not based off of how we express ourselves through our hair. Certain hairstyles are culturally related. And there are several different expressions of that people of color have with their hair. It's a very complicated relationship. Many times we are forced or subconsciously assimilate to straighten our hair or wear it in a way that is assimilates to majority culture. And so how we deal with that is to, well, we have to promote the beauty and the and that complex relationship with natural hair, right? But also this ordinance would further amplify the protections of natural hair and the expression of hair.
If you're just joining us, we are speaking with Lexington Council members Shayla Lynch and Denise Gray and Tiffany Brown from the mayor's office. And I want to just talk a little bit more about the importance of hair in Black culture, specifically for Black women. I'm a white male, and I honestly do not understand a lot about this. And that's why I would like for you all to just explain to me the importance of hair in Black culture.
It's a part of our cultural identity. Our hair has always been a space where we can be free. And it goes back to, in our communities, the beauty shop, the barber shop, that's where we found community, we found fellowship, we found family, and it was a space that was safer for us to relate and just to be ourselves was in the barbershops, in the beauty shops. We weren't just in there getting our hair done or getting our hair cut, but we were in there fellowshipping. And so it's important, it's community. And walking out of that barbershop or beauty shop, you know, you felt a sense of self. You felt a sense of confidence because you knew you looked good. You know, you just got out the chair. You know, having that strong, confident walk is very important because in so many spaces, people of color face so many obstacles and racism and discrimination. It wears on you. And so having those spaces, such as the barbershops and the beauty shops, to find community, to support each other, walking out of those doors feeling like a million bucks, it helps us. It does a lot to further us as a people and as a community.
And actually, I'm going to take it back even further. Culturally, it is within the African culture. We can go back to ancient times where hair braiding was done. Some of the same hairs that we're braiding our hair in now were done thousands of years ago. Our hair is more than just hair. Our hair tells a story. Our hair connects us to our roots in Africa. Our hair brings us together.
Do you all feel confident in the passage of this ordinance?
We do. I feel really great after speaking with my fellow council members, my colleagues about this and the importance of its passage, because many people don't understand that actually it is currently legal to discriminate based on our hair. I've had individuals tell me it's illegal. And I'm like, no, it's legal. Right now it's legal. So just having that conversation and actually educating makes me feel really good about, I'm not going to even say possibility, of the ordinance being passed easily.
All right. Well, that is everything that I have prepared to ask. Is there anything that I may have missed and you all wanted to make sure we covered?
Yes. Actually, since we are introducing this ordinance into committee, we're actually asking for people in our community to come out to our work sessions and our city council meetings. Work sessions are held at 3 p.m. on Tuesdays, and our city council meetings are held on Thursdays at 6 p.m. And asking people to come out and give their own testimony during public comment of the importance of their hair, expressing any issues they've had with discrimination regarding their hair.
All right, ladies, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.